Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So we're running Tradio today, of course. That's our buy-sell trade program.
Yes, definitely.
And if folks have events coming up that they want to announce, we certainly want to hear from you.
Or if you're looking for something.
Or if you're looking for
whatever.
Something. Yeah. We're here for you. And our number, 907-531-8049. Yeah. So, well, should we start with the library?
Oh, the library. Yeah, lots of things happening always. Tomorrow, I believe there's both yoga and the Kelly Wood with her.
Yes. The prenatal breastfeeding.
The breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm. That's from 2 to 3.
Coming up is the Friends of the Library book sale, and that's happening next weekend. But today you can start bringing your items in for the sale. Just a reminder, we don't take magazines.
Okay.
We don't take dictionaries, encyclopedias, textbooks, and also like old medical or diet information. If it's older than 5 years old, just toss it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good advice.
Yeah.
But, you know, your fiction section is free game.
Yeah, fiction, history, whatever. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing I wanted to say, which is coming up tomorrow, is that Representative Himshoot is holding a constituent meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tomorrow from 10 to noon at the Petersburg Legislative Information Office, which is on 11B Joa Street.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's other things going on tomorrow, too. It seemed like it was a very busy day.
Oh
the boating safety?
Yes. There's the boating
that's
safety course.
Happening.
You can reach out to Stephanie Payne at mm-hmm. Parks and Rec. It runs from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And at the end, there's a chance to get sort of a certification.
Yes.
Maybe the certification will help you get cheaper rates on boat insurance.
Yes,
or something
exactly.
Like that. Yeah. And her email is
spayne@petersburgak.gov. PetersburgAK.gov.
Oh, you're on fire. Okay, well, we have a couple callers, if you want to jump into that. Our caller on line one, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Anne calling.
Hi, Anne.
Calling about the dog you've been talking about, that Honey is missing.
Honey, the missing dog.
Yes, I'm calling about her and to remind people that if they see her, she's a little black dog with pointy ears wearing a medium-sized high-stepping gait with her front feet. She's wearing an orange harness and an orange necklace and I think a lime-green leash she's dragging. And she's been missing since day before yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She went from North Nordic, headed up Durango Avenue. That was the last sighting of her, but she could be anywhere between the graveyard, Kings Row, and Danny Beach Road. So anybody who could possibly see her, if they could call 917-518-0233 and leave a message or text. And if they forget that number, hearing it here, if also, there's a courtesy post on the Petersburg Humane Association page where they can see that number to call. All is off
Okay.
And just to repeat,
as possible, as you see it, and if you can tell us where you saw it and at what time.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I do hope you find this dog.
Thank you for talking about her. I'm worried sick about her.
Yes, yes. And we'll read out this that PSA as often as we can, top of every hour.
Great. Thanks, you guys, so much.
Thanks, Ann.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So that was caller on line one. Now caller on line two, you're on the air.
Good morning. This is Darcy from the Harbor Bar. I'm just reminding everybody that the last day for sales for the Nanana Ice Classic is Sunday at closing, so around 11 midnight or whatever. So you can buy your tickets at the liquor store, $3 a piece, and get them back into the bucket before closing on Sunday, I believe. It's Sunday the 5th. It's the 5th.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. All right. And we have another caller on line three. You are on the air.
Good morning, Isaiah and Chris.
Hi, Joyce.
Hello. Hello. I'm calling for tonight's bingo, for the Sons of Bingo. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6:30. And tonight we're having crock pot, pepper steak, rice, and I'm bringing and making ice cream root beer floats.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Monday I am coming in to do a poem reciting, but I also going to bring you guys at the radio station a treat. So is anybody allergic to cinnamon or sugar?
I think if you're allergic to cinnamon or sugar, you have great difficulties in your future. So no, cinnamon and sugar is well appreciated.
Okay. I wanted to check before I bought something in.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks, Joyce. Well, I really look forward to hearing your poem.
Okay, I'll be there on Monday.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Joyce. Oh man. And folks, if you're listening and you do want to record a poem, it's okay. You don't have to bring us a treat, even though we do love it. Yeah. Okay. Well, we have another caller on line one. Take it away.
I think I'm line one. Good morning.
Hi, Sally.
Isaiah. Yes, we have. I've been on here a few times already talking about the Pioneer Tea, which is next Saturday. Just repeating that it's a scholarship earning item, and you can get your tickets at Lee's Clothing for $20. It's a lovely way to spend an afternoon.
And
it's at the Holy Cross House from 1 to 3. If you need more information, you can always check with Gail at 518-4232 or Debbie at 518-4045.
Okay.
Be sure to keep that pinky under the bottom of the cup.
Yeah, that's crucial.
Before I go to my next hat, I wanted to say that Wednesday at quilting at Holy Cross House, my friend Alice said that there's been an albatross down at the harbor.
Yes.
Really? I haven't seen it. I don't think I've ever seen an albatross.
Well, I think that somebody got pictures and probably is listening, and so they would probably share them for your website just for something fun and different.
Oh, that would be great. We would love to put that on our Instagram.
Yes, yeah. I know some people that went down to try and see it, and it was gone by the time they got down there. So,
yeah. Well, I believe the fishes maybe will have a picture. We'll see. But I remember about, 30, 35 years ago, we had a pelican land here.
It was
out near the cemetery, and it was here for a few days. And people got pictures. We even got a nickname. And, I mean, it was very unusual. But, yeah, those things do happen up here.
Yeah, blowing off course.
I mean, if there's an opossum in Juneau, and there's an albatross here, or a pelican, this is the place, I guess, they like to come to Southeast. But to do my last little blurb, We do have a really unique teacher coming for rose mulling, and we're all going to be doing ooze. We have the wood all here, and we have a beginner class on Saturday, the 25th of April. The other three classes are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, with Friday being a catch-up day. And we provide lunch, paintbrushes, we provide the paint, the backgrounding, and all you have to do is come to class and background your piece, pay for the wood, pay for the class, and you're in. Ooze is a really friendly type of painting. You basically spend most of your time decorating filled-in circles that you've painted and doing whatever you kind of want to make them look jazzy and cool and garden-y. But we're hoping that Petersburg takes advantage of Patty Jo coming up from Oregon to teach, and she's an excellent, excellent teacher.
And
so, they can contact either Polly or me. Polly is 518-0866, and I'm 518-0601. And it is $50 a day for the classes. Friday is a free day to play catch-up. And the individual pieces of wood are like $20, $22. I think the most expensive one is the hand-turned with a lid bean pot for $38. So there's a nice variety of things to choose from. And we provide pretty much everything except your talent.
Okay. So when does it actually start again?
She's coming on Monday, the 20th, and okay. We're going to have a little meet and greet for students and Sons of Norway members to meet and greet her. She's going to show us a little movie she made. And then the classes start Tuesday, the 21st, with the bean pot. It sounds kind of strange, but it's just a really cool little round pot with a covered lid with a finial on the top. And you can see the posters around town and see the pictures of the four items. If you don't like the background color on something you see, we've got several other options that are available, and you can make it fit your house scheme or your mental scheme. And we're happy to help with assistance on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty open-ended. It's going to be pretty fun, I think.
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks, Sally.
So happy Holy Weekend and happy Easter, and don't get caught with a rotten egg.
Yes.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Okay. And we do still have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Marlene Cushing, and I'm calling for Beat the Odds. Spring is here, and our race is going to be on Saturday, April 18th. It's a run or a walk, a race against cancer, we call it, and we'll start at Sandy Beach. And use the same course we did last year, which involves a loop of Cabin Creek Road and the wonderful new trail along the beach there.
Oh, yes.
It opened registration out there, starts at 8, warm-up 8:45, run or walk at 9 o'clock. It's just a friendly event, people pushing strollers and to remember those who have had cancer or who are fighting with cancer, their illness with cancer now, and just a really, really nice community moment of gathering. You can register also at Lee's Clothing starting today. The shirts are in. They're long-sleeve shirts this year with a gorgeous design by local artist Kaya Dahl.
Ah, yes.
Who has another last name now, too, but I don't know what it is. So if you have any questions, you can contact Lee's Clothing, and we'd love to have a good turnout out there on the 18th. And they do run out of some sizes usually at the very end, so if you're particular about needing a particular size, you might want to get in early to get your shirt.
Right.
Okay.
And we have numerous donors, sponsors throughout the community and even outside the community. And then this year, Petersburg Mental Health is again giving us a matching donation for the first $10,000. All the money goes to local people, families with cancer, for travel or for other needs, cancer support group in town, training for the people at the hospital that are giving chemotherapy, pours lots of money back into the community.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marlene.
Bye.
All right, and Kaya actually is the same one who did our design for KFSK this year.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice. Very prolific. Nice, yeah.
Okay, and then another caller on line one, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, this is Jean.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling about the annual Petersburg Lutheran Church Basement Baked Goods Book Soup and Bread Sale. And that sale will be on April 18th from 10 till 2. There's a new program this year. They're taking donations the week prior to that week. So you can drop off your donations April 6th through April 10th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. only. And Saturday, April 11th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So please do not drop off outside of the days and hours I just gave you. All the proceeds support community programs through the Lutheran Church. And the donations will not be accepted during the week of the sale. So that's what I have to say.
Okay. And is there maybe anything that's off, that's not fair game to donate? Like, would you large items or something like that?
We don't want large furniture.
Okay.
Small pieces are okay, but not the large pieces.
All right.
Okay.
And this is all over Facebook, and there's posters around town if people need more information. Iona Ward is heading it up, and her number is 907-518-1425.
425. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So I think those were all the callers that we've had for today.
Okay. Pretty steady.
That is pretty steady. but folks, if you're just listening in now, you can still catch us. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, or you're in search of something, or there's an event coming up, our number 907-531-8049. And I pulled out a couple things related to Easter egg hunts.
Yes.
That would
there's
be
several.
This Sunday. the first, the annual Elks Club Easter egg hunt is at Sandy Beach Park. That starts this Sunday at noon. And the second, the Lutheran Church is also hosting an Easter brunch and an Easter egg hunt on Sunday. The brunch is at 8:45, then followed at 9:30 by the Easter egg hunt. And that is bring a favorite Easter dish to share, and everyone is welcome. So there's a couple happening this Sunday, and
yes.
I hope the kids are faster than the Ravens,
yes.
as Julie said this morning.
I know, it's true. They probably are staking it out right now, actually.
But, you know, think about it. It's like, you know, if you've been trained on Easter egg hunts up here your whole life, then you go anywhere else and you are...
Yeah.
Right on it.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. You know, Alaskan kids.
Yes. They have to compete with nature. So did you also mention the banquet?
Oh, my goodness.
Because I didn't have a chance to read everything last night because there were so many things. Well, there wasn't much going on Friday, but there was a ton of stuff going on Saturday. And so
yes.
I didn't get to everything, and I don't think the chamber was one of the things that I had a chance to mention.
Yes, it is here. If you give me a second to find it. Okay, that's the Pioneer Tea.
Well, I had it on top, but...
Oh, goodness. Of course you did. I mean, Chris, you've been doing this far longer than I was even an idea.
Yes.
So, much more seasoned than I am. Wow, I'm having issues finding it.
Oh,
all of
wow.
these little index cards, because that's how it still works.
Yes.
For folks who haven't been to the radio station,
yeah.
all of the PSAs are on little index cards.
Somebody should call in.
Somebody should call in. I would love to hear about it. Ah, here it is. Found it. Okay. Okay. Well, why don't you take it away?
Oh, okay. So the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce banquet is happening Saturday, April 4th, and the business of the year will be announced there. It's catered by Little Shed, and there will be a dessert auction. Speaker this year is Cora Campbell, president and CEO of Silver Bay Seafoods. Tickets are $60 or $480 for a table. Social hours starts at 5:30. Dinner is at 6:30. You can purchase tickets online at pcoc@alaskan.com. That's alaskan.com. Subject line, Banquet 26. And this is being held at the Sons of Norway Hall.
Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. Yeah, So that's tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't we do a rundown?
Okay. We will start with Anne, who called in, and just honey, that Husky Lab mix is still missing. And the dog does have an orange harness. They're asking that you don't chase the dog. Simply report where you've seen the dog. And one of the numbers to call is 907-518-0233. Darcy called. It's Sunday the 5th is the last day to enter your guests for the Nanana Ice Classic. So get those tickets in if you hope to win. Joyce called. Bingo at the Sons of Norway tonight. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. Tonight's snack sounds more like a dinner. It's crock pot pepper steak with rice and root beer floats. Sally called with two things. Pioneer Tea is happening on Saturday, the 11th of April at the Holy Cross House from 1 to 3. Tickets are available at Lee's. They're $20. If you have questions or you would like to reserve a table, you could call Gail at 907-518-4232 or Debbie at 907-518-4045. Also wanted to mention that they're having a rose mulling class coming up. There's a meet and greet on the 20th of April, and classes start on the 21st. They're $50 per day. Lunch and paintbrushes, etc., are provided. You only have to pay for the wood and the class. If you have questions, you can call Polly at 907-518-0866 or Sally at 907-518-0601. Marlene called, Beat the Odds. Race for Cancer is happening on Saturday, April 18th. The start is at Sandy Beach. If you wait to register, register that day at 8 a.m. Starting at 8 a.m., warm-ups happen at 8:45, and the run-walk starts at 9. Pre-registration begins today at Lee's, and she just wanted to remind people that all the funds do remain locally. It's for local people that are dealing with issues of cancer. And another fun thing to know and really appreciated, Petersburg Mental Health will do a match up to $10,000. So this is a great time to be involved. Jean called. The Lutheran Church basement sale is coming up April 18th from 10 to 2. They will be taking donations a week before, and only the week before, and only during the following times. April 6th through 10th from 4 to 6 p.m., and April 11th from 10 to 1. They will not be taking donations the week of the sale, and they would prefer no large furniture items. And you can call Juana at 907-518-1425 for more information.
All right. That was a great round down. Very clear. It's like I was there.
Oh, I think you were.
Okay, Chris. Well, thanks for coming on for Tradio this morning.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you have a lovely weekend.
You too.
And I, for one, I'm really glad to see the rain. I kind of forgot
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Well,
it's new for me again. I just have maybe short-term memory issues.
No, I mean, I guess it's better than the snow at this time of year. And yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I'm just half here because I'm going to be traveling next week. So it's like, okay, what am I preparing for?
Oh well, maybe I'll take over your jazz show.
Oh, next that would be cool.
Thursday night.
That would be cool.
Well, I mean, I could never come close to.
Oh,
to,
yeah, I bet you could.
I don't know about that. Okay, folks. We're going to listen to a couple announcements, and then we'll turn back to some music, and then we'll have the Jet Report for you here shortly.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com, 772-3949, or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell. On the web at petersburgproperties.com.